Time for a bit of Monday motivation, and the man with all the answers to that is Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, very good morning to you. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Motivation personified. How are you, Robbo?
Mate, I am motivated. I've been walking so much during my holidays. I reckon the last week I've averaged about 7Ks a day.
Oh, mate, and you come back to work feeling up and about and vibrant. That's great, brother. Keep that rolling through.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually. I woke up about 7 times last night. I feel like I need a bloody good sleep and maybe a week off. But anyway, that's another story.
always the way on day one back.
Yes.
Hey, yesterday we had the Gold Coast Marathon, half marathon, 10K events, and in 14 weeks we've got the Melbourne one, exactly the same.
Yep.
Marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K. And it's a perfect time during these cold months to really reset, just put yourself on a bit of a structured plan from a coach, or you just get yourself a bit of a goal and a structure. You can do your own, whatever, get online, whatever. But it's just about having something to focus on. And this, you can walk, jog, all the kinds of, we've spoken about all this stuff before. Mm. You don't have to be running like an Olympian. But the key to all this, Robbo, is having something to look to and say, yes, on October 2, I want to be able to and tick that box and run, walk into the MCG and do a lap and finish and get my medal and just have a bit of structure and celebrate 14 weeks of work. And that's the end product, but the byproducts of all this is what we always talk about, the structure, the routine, the consistency, the daily movement, okay, and all towards an end goal, but you get all the byproducts, the energy, the vibrancy, the emotional and mental well-being throughout the next 14 weeks that hopefully... and what I've seen so often over the last 20 years is set people up for the rest of their life. And again, I want to emphasise, not about being an Olympian. It's not about running and winning anything. It's about finishing something that you set out to do yourself.
I'm going to add something else to that too, because I was only talking about this yesterday with my partner when we were out walking, and particularly an area like Bendigo, only 2 or 3 Ks from her house. We were counting the number of kangaroos we saw. We were looking at the reservoir as we walked past the reservoir here. And at the sensory aspect of the walk. So it's physically great, but from a sensory perspective, birds singing, blue sky, you know, lake, local animals, fantastic. It's actually great for your mental health.
It's so good. And you're changing exactly what you guys did yesterday. You changed the negative narrative around it. It's not, oh, like, I've got to do this. I get to do this, you know. Like, it's just one little letter, E to O. O to E. I get to actually get out and jog, walk around. Yes, I'm training for a 5K in October, but the product of moving most days of the week and ticking the little box that I've set myself to do is huge. And you get to explore your local area without being in a car.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to do it, mate. And we do talk a lot about this stuff, but that's what our little segment is. So it's really important. And if you've never thought about it before, hopefully I've sparked something in the brain. It's, yeah, well, I wouldn't mind doing a 5K and finishing with a lap at the MCG.
No, it's pretty good. I did a 10K, which was 2 5K laps some years ago. And, it was a real sense of achievement, even though I finished last. I would have finished literally last. I would have finished second last, but I had to stop for a week. but it's still a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. And I'm sure you couldn't have held on 1 minute longer to go to the Dunny. But look, it's a great feeling. And irrespective of where you finish, it's just about getting out there, yeah, getting moving, and achieving something. And again, it's the continuity of the 3 months that leads up to it,
exactly,
not just the day. I'm sure you did lots of training for that event as well, Will.
Oh, I did, of course, yeah. And it was a great feeling. I mean, it was a great feeling having the wee too, but that's another story. All right. Hey, great to chat, Rick. Look forward to talking next week.
Pleasure is always all mine, mate.
Good on you, mate. Rick Mirabella, runners.com.